Firefox stands alone, the ad-blocking fight and what it reveals about browser market power. Firefox is now the last major browser supporting uBlock Origin, the dominant content and ad-blocking extension, a development that drew a score of 1,136 and 418 comments on Hacker News, engagement numbers that reflect how much is at stake beneath what appears to be a routine compatibility update. The immediate cause is Google's migration of Chrome and other Chromium-based browsers to a new extension, API called Manifest V3, which restricts the kind of dynamic network request blocking that makes uBlock Origin effective. Google's stated rationale is security and performance. Critics note that the change also substantially limits ad blocking in a browser made by a company whose primary revenue is advertising. The antitrust dimension of this story requires precision. U.S. antitrust law, flowing primarily from the Sherman Act of 1890, does not prohibit holding a monopoly. It prohibits using monopoly power to exclude competition through means other than merit. The Department of Justice's current case against Google focuses on billions paid to Apple and device manufacturers to maintain default search engine status, not market share itself. The browser case would require demonstrating that Google's stated technical rationale for Manifest V3 was pretextual, that the actual purpose was exclusionary, and that competition in a relevant market was harmed, a high evidentiary bar. The counterargument is genuine. The old extension model gave extensions extraordinary power over network requests, and malicious extensions were a documented real-world problem. The HN thread is doing exactly the kind of detailed analysis that antitrust litigation would eventually surface. Commenters with Chrome extension development experience argue that the specific design choices in MV3, particularly hard limits on declarative filtering rules, are difficult to justify on security grounds and happen precisely to constrain sophisticated ad blocking. uBlock Origin's author has been detailed about which specific constraints break his software and why those constraints appear technically arbitrary. The practical implication for users is immediate. Those for whom ad blocking matters now have a single major browser option. Mozilla's market share figures over the coming quarters will be closely watched.